Pat speaking.
Hey, Matt, how's it going? This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, not too bad.
Good, good. Hey, just want to make sure you got the email I sent you yesterday.
Yep, yeah, I haven't got a chance to look at it yet, but I did receive it.
Okay, I put a paper application in there, or a PDF application if you want to use that. Also, I created a link for you as well.
Okay.
To our online application, and it actually has your company logo and everything on the upper left-hand corner.
Okay.
So when they click on it, it goes, you know, it looks like it comes from you, and it's just an application they can fill out. But like I said, they do charge $50 for the online application for whatever reason.
Okay.
And from my experience, they don't do it right away, so it's frustrating. I don't even know why they do it to begin with. I've tried to talk them out of it. It doesn't make any sense, but
okay,
it's an option
paper
for...
Paper application is better. And then will this same one work for if I did it for just a customer, a retail customer?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all I really need to do, I mean, you can use your own application if you prefer to do that. That's
yeah,
fine with us too.
I don't have an application, but.
You don't? Okay. But,
well.
Yeah, that'll be great. You can use ours then. And really all I need to do to get the ball rolling is just to know what kind of entity they are, whether they're a corporation or a sole proprietorship or LLC or whatnot.
Okay.
And because I can find that information on the Secretary of State usually, or with
okay.
the county that they filed in, and then just their social and
okay.
home address, and I can get the ball rolling with just that information.
Okay.
That'll but it
work.
Should all
no.
be there for you.
No, I'm actually my personal business. I'm gonna put some trailers on for a rental fleet. What would you be able to do anything for me on that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we can do it. Most of the time, I just do an equipment finance agreement, which means once you've paid off the trailers, you own them outright.
Okay.
But if you wanted to do like a dollar buyout or something like that, I can set you up on that type of program as well.
Okay. Now with these trailers, do you have to have full coverage on them? An insurance policy on them. Being that they're going to be financed?
They do require, I don't know if it's full coverage. I think it's just liability, I believe. But
okay.
I would know once I get the approval. I think it really just depends on a lot of factors, really.
Okay.
But it seems to be pretty random what they ask for on the insurance. But really, they just need proof of insurance and that they're insured. And
okay.
from what I understand, it's just for liability for
okay.
you know, damage.
Okay. I'll see what I can do here and go from there. So I don't know if I'm going to finance this stuff yet because I think just for liability issues and keeping the cost down, I think if I just pay for it outright, might be a little bit better off that I don't have to have as much of the insurance on it. Because the way my contract's wrote up with customers, you know, the customer's automobile insurance is responsible for the trailer.
Oh, I see. So you'd basically just lease the trailer to the clients, like for the weekend or something like that, and then.
Yes. What I'm actually trying to do is a lot of my trailers are custom built. You know, so what I'm trying to do is lower my overhead cost. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have these trailers available. So if a customer wants to come in and something I don't have on my lot. I'm going to offer them, you know, free rental one day at a time until their trailer comes in. You know, if they need it for a day, it just needs to be returned to me, you know, in a 12-hour period or something like that. So if they get stuck and have to move a piece of equipment or something, they can do it. And then also I'll offer it to the general public also.
Gotcha, that makes sense.
So that's one of my biggest things. I think that's one of the biggest problems a lot of the dealers run into is not having what everybody wants on the lot. So
yeah, then they go looking around and you lose them probably.
Yep, exactly. So, but I'll let me see what I can do on this and then we'll go from there.
Alrighty, sounds good. Yeah, if you have anyone right now you want me to look into, I'd be more than happy to do that to you for you as well.
Okay, not at the moment. I had a couple trailers last night picked up. It's all been cash. But as soon as somebody comes in and wants to finance one, I'll definitely keep you in mind because right now you'll be a great asset. Was at Sheffield not doing anything, so definitely work well. So as soon as I get somebody to walk through the door that's interested in financing, we can do that.
All right, buddy. Sounds good to me.
Thanks, Dennis.
You too. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.